when they say you know, it doesn't mean that it's necessarily a physical no. So we want to remember, it's sort of like our soul groups are now getting tight. We're going to get cozy. We're going to get very comfortable. So funny, 11:10 on my birthday. It's not my birthday today, but the time, 11:10. So things like that keep occurring because love, they're saying, because love keeps occurring. Because we're willing to kind of stick our necks out and listen to the next exclaim. So we don't like to be broke, meaning we don't like to take, we don't like to lose. So we don't like to take chances. They're calling on me again. Because I tend to be very conservative in being willing to let go and let truth suddenly appear. Because it's sort of like once I give up Nicole personality, I'm not going to get her back ever again, and I know that. So it's like, oh my goodness, you know, the clock's ticking. So we all have that inside because we're all good and ready. We're all nice and ready. It's like, you know, is the melon ready to eat? It is good. And we want to remember what a perfect example they just slipped through. Because we also know a melon can be too ripe, where if you wait too long, it starts looking less attractive. So there's like a perfect window. There's a perfect time to have this mission complete. So that's where we understand in sort of like this, I don't know if I want to say graduating class or rebirthing class or they're saying redistribution. And the reason they're saying redistribution is we're like redistributing our focus and consciousness to what we're receiving. Here comes the energy again. To what we're receiving inside. Remember, we follow the outside. We were sort of like all ego codependence in a way. Take out your ego, follow along. And we all did it. So now we're transferring some. Now we're returning to our truth, to our light, to our holy display. So now the energy is coming in differently. It's almost like a Qigong practice or something, but it feels like a warrior pose or something. It's got like a lot of sort of like agreement, sort of like when they say, and so it is. It's like a so it is, but it's like a God directive. So this is what they're going to end with now, is whatever it is you're now deciding upon, whatever it is you would like the light to quickly manifest, that you have already blessed it for it to be received in its best performance venue, meaning that for it to be like the highest light source for all, and for it to support the awakening of all. My words to that would be that it would be forever, whatever's for everyone's best and highest good. That takes you out of the ego decide. So hands off ego, including your own. It's like light, this is your baby. If you're ready to birth this through me, I'm ready to be the good custodian of it. So we want to feel this right now, that we're in this rebirthing process, where we are rebirthing, we are birthing a new reality lifestyle. So whatever your next insistence on is sort of like whatever you know your God self, your higher self is whispering you, like, this is what you're going, you know, and it's like you need a little, they're saying urgency, but it's like a little plug-in, a little light, to kind of get you over the impasse or over the hump or whatever. So whatever your next is, you want to place it in your light inside. We are recording this. I'm like, someone's going to say, are you recording this? We are is the answer. So you want to place it in your light inside. Your light being your spiritual heart. So you can just have a symbol for what it represents. For me, I don't want to say what I picked, but it was just a very simple symbol. Simple symbol. But it could be like a scroll. It could be a manuscript. It could be a vision of a book you've seen you're going to write. It could be a spiritual building, whatever it may be. It could be a healed relationship. Okay. And now we're going to Christ consent. So Christ consent is your Christ self is looking, your Christ self is agreeing, your Christ self is magnifying it. So we want to remember, because we placed it in the heart, that heart is transmitting, that heart is powerful, that heart is light, that heart is nicely promoted, because when we bless it with the Christ energy, when we bless it with the Christ power, we're not talking about the religion, we're talking about our Christ self that's alive and well and very happy that we're finally noticing and that we're finally saying yes. So whatever your words are, avatar, magician, high priestess, white witch, like welcome it in well. Medicine woman, it's like be ahead of your tribe. Don't just be any medicine woman. Be a medicine woman that's quite unique, that has particular crafts that people come from a distance to understand. So you want to consider yourself that well. Some are stretching out, but they don't want to be part of. It's like, nope, no, you got to go next again. So you want to get that comfortable with your light, and you all want to say yes and agree and say it verbally, I will as well, yes. So we all want to say that to ourselves. Remember, our God self is listening. Receive, receive, receive. Be in thy power.